This is a download from Ormskirk Christadelphians of one of our Sunday afternoon talks. A video of the talk is also available, along with more downloads, on our website, ormskirkchristadelphians.org.uk. If you'd like to join us in person, our talks take place at our meeting room on Moorgate in Ormskirk every Sunday at 2 p.m. We hope you enjoy the talk.
Good afternoon, everyone. As you can see, our subject this afternoon is God is in control. And we all know the state of the world. There is war, terrorism, poverty, fire, violence, global warming, and so much more. And all these are created by man. Also, social media is becoming very dangerous too. Man belief can solve all problems, but greed often takes over. This is part of human nature, because sin has been within us since the day that Adam ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, from the beginning of creation. But how can I be put right? The answer is God. God can put it right. We make our own plans and our lives too. We all have plans. They are big plans, such as going to school or university, having a family, or getting a job. And there is also smaller plans, such as hanging out with friends, going shopping or making dinner. In our mind, most of us have some idea of a future, whether it's in 10 minutes from now or 10 years from now. The simple truth is this. We spend so much of our time planning our future and focusing and fulfilling the idea that we have for ourselves. But what happens when our plans for ourselves do not match with God's plan for us? And we know we all have experienced a plan that we have been looking forward to, completely falls through. But what if it does for a reason bigger than you know? Sometimes that is far better than was intended in the first place. So why should we trust God, and how we can do it? There is no better way to start this than going straight into the Bible. Let us take a look and really get into the importance of trusting God's plan, even if it doesn't know much with our plans. In Proverbs chapter 19, we read, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails." The Bible completely tells us that no matter what the plans are, the Lord's plan is what will be in the final result. And the scripture is so important because it's stating a fact that God's plan wins over our own, and our life will follow the path that His plan has created, whether this matches up with our plans or not. In other words, people make many plans for themselves throughout their life. However, these plans will only happen if it is the Lord's will and if it is part of His plan for you. Isaiah chapter 55 reminds us to put a complete trust in God, because His ways are and plans are always better than our own, and to trust that everything that is included in His plan is for a greater good. So Isaiah 55 and 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." If there is one thing I have learned throughout my life, is that God's plans are always greater than my own. Have you ever had an experience of your life where the opposite happened of what you have wanted to happen, but ended up being better in a long room. And sometimes God gives us what we did not know we needed. And at first, it can be hard to understand the reason why some things happen to us, both good or bad. But in those moments, remember this, there is a reason for everything, as says in the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There is a time for everything, and a season for everything, activity under the heavens. It might not always be our own plans that have been fulfilled. However, God's plan for you will always be fulfilled. And man thinks they are in control of the world with technology. Nowadays, they trust that more than anything. But the reality is that God is in control. Nowadays, almost everyone in the world owns a smartphone and a computer, and they can do almost everything. And there is an app for everything. But God can switch off the network at any time he wants. Recently, we had the Microsoft problem, where almost the whole world was brought to a standstill. Also, a few months ago, in Dubai, there was flooding because man tried to make rain, but it was a disaster. And some people died. Also, we had COVID in 2020, when the entire world closed down. And these are just a few things that we can see where God is in control and is watching over everything. And he has not forgotten his plan for mankind. And we can read how God changed the history of time. In Exodus chapter 7, chapter 7 to 10, we read about the 10 plagues in Egypt. Also, in chapter 11 of Genesis, we read about the Tower of Babel, when man wanted to reach God. And also in chapter 6, when Noah's and the flood, when the earth was covered with water. Proverbs shows why planning our lives is important, but our God directs the path. In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9, we read, "In the hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes the step." And we read the parable of the rich fool in Luke chapter 12 and verse 16. "And he told them this parable, the ground of a certain rich man yields an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I will say to myself, "You have plenty of grain, laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat and drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" And this is how it will be with whoever store up things for themselves but is not rich toward God. We can see that we are not in control of our future. It is God's will. My life changed when I realized to totally trust God and his plan for me, instead of worrying about doing the plans I had made for myself. He helped me, especially when it came to the future. And here's an example of how he helped me. In my early years in Spain, I wanted to go to the army, as everyone did at the time. It was compulsory for most of the Spanish young men, but a very small percentage was exempt, and I was one of those few. I was very disappointed at the time, but God had another plan for me. And then is when I met Rachel. She came to Spain on holiday, and we fell in love, and Dan decided to come to England. After a while, I started reading the Bible and attending the lectures, and it made me realize God's plan for me and the world. And that's why I decided to get baptized. I don't think that this was a coincidence. This was God at work with my life. When I began to trust God's plan for me and my future, I realized that the army was not part of my journey, but coming to England was. It feels good when you're able to trust God completely. It really does. I'm a firm believer that everything happened for a reason and that everything you endure is part of God's plan for you. I know it can be nerve-wracking, not knowing what things are happening to you or where you are going or what the future holds. But my greatest piece of advice is to completely trust God, and it will guide you and take care of you. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 and 6, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Trust is so important in any relationship, but especially in your relationship with God. Here are some key points that I would like you to take home with you today. Firstly, God's plan is always greater than our own. Secondly, God's plan for us might not be always matched with our own plans. And the third one is the key is to trust God. Have you ever seen God's plan work in a miraculous way in your life? Life can be a roller coaster. There are ups, downs, and sort of twists and turns that you not control. However, the roller coaster is still traveling to its final destination. We like having a sense of control in our lives, but control is really an illusion. All it takes is a bad news from the doctor, a car accident, a pandemic, losing a job, to reveal how little control we have over our lives. Where our control ends is where we find the happiness to truth of God. While life may seem like a roller coaster at times, God is bringing us to his desired end. His truth will see through. What we need is a strong belief and the loyalty of God, the one who is really in control. When I think to give up my idea of control and truly trust God, I find that I can enjoy the journey more. I do not mean that all our troubles simply disappear, but I do mean that when we have a strong belief that God will bring the journey of our life to his desired end, we can relax and enjoy the journey more. And disasters remind us that the world is not the way it should be. The world contains a lot of beauty, and the Bible, particularly in the Psalms, use this point of the beauty that is part of God's character. The world also contains terrifying parts. We are not in control of our world. The world is beautiful, but it's also dangerous because of man. The beauty of the world shows God's love and goodness, while disasters remind us of his power and judgment. God created the world with love and beauty, but man brought sin and evil into it. And because of this, there is need to be justice. And the Bible tells us that God's judgment is how he brings justice. And the Bible gives samples of its happening, but it does not say that every disaster is directly caused by God. There are different ideas about why God allowed disasters to happen, but the Bible promises that one day this will end and the world be restored to how it was meant to be. Until then, God uses suffering and disaster to draw people closer to him and encourage them to act justly, to love and walk humbly. In Micah chapter 6 and verse 8 we read, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Beliefs like this should guide us how we live if we believe in a loving and generous God. We should show that love in real, practical ways. Those who have enough should be moved to help those in need, since God cares deeply for the vulnerable. Christians should do. And in James chapter 1, in verse 26, we read, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves and the religious worthless. Religion that God our Father said is pure and faultless, and this, to look after orphans and widows and the distressed, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. And because all people are made in God's image, discrimination and injustice are wrong. Christians should also try to reflect more of God's character in their lives. When Christians face disaster, they believe that God can bring good or bad situations should give them hope and strength. And disasters should make us think about what really matters in life, reminding us that we are not in control and that we all eventually will face death. The Bible advises against assuming disasters are God's judgment on a specific sin, and instead calling us to reflect on our own relationship with God. But we do need to be baptized in the name of His Son, the Lord Jesus, to earn His acceptance. And we are asked to be humble enough to accept His goodness and grace, so we can be saved from this ungodly world. Lamentation chapter 3 in verse 20 we read, I will remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yes, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good for those who hope and is in Him. To the one who seeks Him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. So with God, who has power and dominion far beyond our wildest dreams, who are we? What to do? We should seek Him and ask Him to show Himself in our lives. If we ask Him this and trust and believe that His Son Jesus is our Savior, who died and rose again, we can have hope of eternal life here on earth when He comes back to establish God's new kingdom.
We hope you enjoyed that talk. For more downloads, videos and information about what we believe and details of our meeting times, go to our website, ormskirkchristadelphians.org.uk.